One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
Oh, The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and it's Monday, so you know what you're getting. You're getting an in-depth dive into all of the most luscious clips from around the nation. And today we have some true doozies. I don't even know how to describe what you're about to hear from out of the pods. If you are a fan of Love is Blind and you've been following the disaster that was season 5 and you've been following all of the legal troubles brewing for Kinetic Content and Chris Colan, the guy who runs Kinetic Content, who created Love is Blind, if you've been following all of that, we have the main course of today's Digging Deeper is about 7 clips from 2 different episodes of Out of the Pods. That's Deep D and Natalie's podcast, where they're just laying it out. Who's lying in this situation about the lawsuit that has been levied against them about wrongful imprisonment and sexual assault? They're talking to Renee Poche, whose entire story was cut out of season 5. She and Carter got engaged. That entire thing was left on the cutting room floor, and they were turned into pod pals this past season, if you watched it. And these clips are just, they're insane. Like, they're insane. I don't know how else to describe it. We're going to get to those, but we have a bunch of other stuff too. So thank you for joining us on this beautiful Monday. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, we're going to start out here with just a little appetizer, something fun, something light. This is a clip from Bachelor Happy Hour. Their guest was Susan Knowles from Golden Bachelor. This is from October 24th. In this first clip, Grocery delivers some hard-hitting journalism to ask Susan about the size of Golden God Gary's penis. Here we go.
Which we loved, think, by the way. We loved your six-inch heels joke.
I was really nervous. I think I was really nervous.
Were you? You came across very confident.
That's a good thing, right?
It is.
Let me ask you this question. You're talking about 6-8 inches. What do you think Gary's packing?
Oh God. If he talks about the size 14 shoe one more time.
Oh, so he's bragging about it. Okay. I see.
No way. Is he really?
He must have said it like 4 or 5 times. There was one morning we were having coffee and we were off camera. And somebody said, do you believe he said that again? And I shouted out something that I won't shout on here, but we all started laughing. It's like, yes, Gary, we know. But does it work? You are 72.
Oh, my God. So
couldn't love her more.
Couldn't love Golden God Gary more. Here, we're getting this exclusive behind-the-scenes information from Susan that Gary is bragging about his penis size to everybody constantly.
That's what it sounds like.
She even seemed like she was tired of it. Yeah.
Sounds like they cut it out of the show and it's like, we get it.
Yeah. Would that paint the show in a different light? Would this be a different season of Golden Bachelor if they had kept in all of his penis bragging?
Absolutely. I'm sure they could villainize him. He's 72 years old. There's no way everything that comes out of his mouth is gold. But I appreciate they're editing it to be a perfect, beautiful, pure season.
Or are they going to unleash? Are they going to unleash his size 14 shoe comments on Fantasy Suites?
Oh, they're going to turn on him at the end to fuel the next season. Look, I've been tricked before. So.
You know, I saw, by the way, speaking of Golden Bachelor, I saw Rob Mills, who is the head of ABC's alternative programming, aka their reality division. He tweeted why they're only going to be 3 hometowns is because it's the hour-long format. They don't have enough time to facilitate 4 hometowns in an hour-long episode. Mm. So that's why they cut it down. Now, that said, does that mean there's still going to be 3 fantasy suites? Or is that now down to 2?
Right.
So how does that math affect the rest of the season? I don't really know, but at least that's the excuse he's giving on Twitter.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to clip number 2 here. This comes to us from Almost Famous. The guest was Human Ken Doll Sean McLaughlin. This is from October 24th. In this clip, Sean admits that although some players do come into Paradise with strategy, he was not one of them. Here we go.
Watching it back, like, for me, it's like not a game. Like, some people think this is a game and you like have strategy, and like they're definitely a part of it. Like, where if you want to have strategy, you can go and strategize how I'm going to navigate this shit. It was hard. Like, it was really difficult. And I didn't want to potentially like lead Rachel on. Like, I was there to find someone, and I felt that maybe there was something with Jess. So like, I was going to explore it. The timing of it obviously wasn't ideal if my game plan was to like try to secure a rose and go on, but that really was never the thing for me. So that's why you saw me do it right before a rose ceremony. And I wasn't going to try and get Jess's rose at all. Like, that was like a big misconception. I just wanted to see like where she was at.
I would say it is very clear from his play on the beach that he had no strategy. He was gifted Rachel Recchia as a partner in this game, seemingly out of nowhere. And then he chose to just throw that away to, as he said, you know, quote, go see where Jess's head was at. He wasn't even trying to secure a rose from her, he says. But an interesting open admission here from him that some people do come to the beach with strategies.
I am confused by this clip. If there's no strategy, why didn't you say to Rachel Recchia, I'm going to go talk to Jess?
That's a strategy. He's so hardcore against strategy, he refuses to even employ any, even if accidentally. He simply won't do it.
All right.
It is, look, the thing about like, if players have strategy or not, whatever. You know you're going to Paradise. You have at least a couple of days' notice in some cases. In many cases, weeks' notice. you'll get that invitation, mm-hmm. and then they can either revoke the invitation with 8 hours before your flight is supposed to leave if they want to, or they can uphold the invitation. Or they can fly you out and sequester you in a hotel room, Alexa Ray Cave style, and you never even see the sand. They can do any number of manipulations to you. But the bottom line is, you know you're going to paradise if you're going. You have some time to at least think about what might happen there. That, to me, is a strategy. If you go in with any anticipatory thoughts, with any kind of like hashing out what might or might not happen and what you might do in any given situation and who's going to be on the beach when you first show up, that is strategizing. Now, some people have much more elaborate strategies than that. You might even say they've been coached, but Sean McLaughlin, I can firmly say, at least wasn't coached by myself. That I can say. And whoever coached him.
Ooh, a distancing play by Clues.
Absolutely. I'll tell you that much right now. Whoever did coach him, you got to get out the business.
If he is using strategy, he's not doing it well, because I just assume the ones who are with couples, Kylie and Avon, the four best friend quadsome, I assume they had a strategy. Because they are in a solid couple and not floundering.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today. With Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies, because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pays Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals, and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Well, I mean, here's the thing that happens. Like, I don't know specifically with Sean if he was doing this or not, but I have to assume he was, simply because in this era, all players seem to be doing this. And I'm talking about DMing each other before Paradise. Everybody knows who's going when they show up. They don't know the order of who's going to show up on sand, but everybody knows who's going to be there. And in many cases, they have DM'd each other. At least a kind of feeling out like, oh, hey, I loved you on your, I saw you on your season. If they haven't already met in real life and hung out at Stagecoach and all that shit. So to say that he went in with no strategy, in my mind,
they've all given lists.
Of course, they all give lists, but they all also know that information spreads through the nation like wildfire through DMs. Oh my God, did you see who's going? This person's going to be there. This person's going to be there. Everybody knows basically that full roster before they fly out. And so I have to assume he did too, which means you have strategized to some degree. At any rate, let's move on to our next clip. This one comes to us from Off the Vine. The guest is Serene Russell. This is from October 19th. And in this clip, we all know that Serene and Brandon are now broken up. And in this clip, Serene discusses that Reality Steve video clip that revealed Brandon kissing another woman in a bar. And she talks about how she found out about it. This is some hard-hitting stuff. Here we go.
Like, what happened? Because we saw Reality Steve spoiled something of him kissing a girl in a bar, and then I think the news came out the next day. So what happened?
Yeah. So, I mean, we both had things like we could have done better in the relationship. And it was something that we were both very much still in. And, you know, we had gone to therapy, which was really cool. Like, nice. Not just because, oh, there's an issue, but like we were actually provided with therapy, like from the jump of our relationship.
Good. Okay.
And so, like, it's not this like simple thing that like, oh, it just didn't work. Like, right. We, you know, tried to give ourselves the tools and like set ourselves up for success. But like, there were just ultimately so many things. And then, you know, like you talked about like Reality Steve and like a video. I think after that, it was just like, okay, there's like irreparable damage,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can't come like, back I don't know. And of course, there was part of me that like was like, okay, I really like love this person and I struggled with it for a long time. Like, there was just no coming back from.
Like, did you find out from the internet or did you find out from somebody, you know? Because I can't imagine finding out something like that through the internet.
I got a DM from a stranger and I didn't get it. And so that person messaged someone from my season and the person from my season messaged me and was like, hey, like, I don't know, you know, right. Of course, like people say like stuff all the time, but this is something you should look at. And I like
video footage.
I like went and looked for the DM. I like didn't find it. And then I like searched the girl who she said sent it to her and clicked message. And then it like came up.
That's jarring.
For the girl that it was sent to even see it.
Right.
It's just like, okay, at this point, like this is.
I'm so sorry. That is awful.
So here we're getting the nitty gritty about how Serene found out that Brandon was in this video kissing this woman in the bar. And it sounds like they cut out the person that she said actually sent her the video, which seems like it was another player, potentially a high-level player.
Someone from her season.
Yeah, so somebody got it DM. She got it DM'd to her, Serene did, didn't see it, and then this other person got it DM'd to them as well. That person then DM'd it to Serene. You got to check this out. And that's how she found out. And now Brandon Jones, at least as far as we're at the story right now, is maintaining that clip is not incriminating and that he's sorry Serene reacted that way, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, is the clip a dance or a makeout?
I don't know. I mean, this is it is said that he's kissing. I haven't seen this video, by the way, so I don't know. I just know the little pieces of information about it are he's in the bar with this woman, supposedly, you know, getting a little too close for comfort.
I can't imagine. You're like, this is the first time in my life I've ever come out for a date in a dress, and a man has openly wept at it. And then breakdown. Also, this is super interesting that they provide them with couples counseling after. Is that new?
Yeah. I don't know if that's new or not, but definitely it feels, if it's not new, it's within the last year that they've done this for sure. Let's move on here. We've got now what I would consider to be the main course of this digging deeper. We now have 7 clips coming to you from 2 different episodes of Out of the Pods. That is, of course, Deep D and Natalie's podcast. They are both Love is Blind superstars. Their podcast is all about Love is Blind. And all of these clips, every one of the 7 of them is, I just have never heard anything like this, where players are openly turning on the production that they came from, talking about the creator of the show, talking about, obviously, some of these crazy circumstances. When you're going to hear the stuff where Renee Poche is talking about her relationship with Carter, why it was edited out, how she didn't feel safe on set because he was flying into rages and stuff. It's chilling. But this is the stuff that Kinetic Content doesn't want you to hear. They cut it out of the show. They silence these players, and now they're going on this podcast and just letting it fly. So prepare yourselves, buckle in. All of these clips they're historic in many ways, I would say. I've never heard anything quite like this in terms of players, again, coming back on the production. So let's start it off. These first 2 clips are from Out of the Pods from October 11th. In this first one, Deep D and Natalie discuss the false imprisonment and sexual assault claims that are coming against the show. And Natalie feels compelled to speak out against Kinetic and Netflix and what she claims are clear lies being told by the creator of Love is Blind, Chris Cohen. Buckle up. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and all of these other clips from today's Digging Deeper, which I assure you, you do, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us on the bottom of the pit. You get the rest of this episode. You get all the Digging Deepers we've ever done. You get our live shows. You get our back catalog. You get ad-free episodes. You get Clues Corner, Pace Case, Palapa, Dark Seekers, Dungeon. What else do you get, Pace Case?
You get ad-free episodes. You get some clues and some meme dregs.
You get a lot, and there's stuff being uploaded all the time to it. Right now in Clues Corner, I'm covering World's Sassiest Soldier, F-Boy 3.
You're basically in Clues' brain at this point. You're watching everything that goes into this man's eyeballs.
That is almost true. Almost true. There's a little corner of my life that I keep for myself. But pretty much everything else is in our Patreon right now, so please join us in the bottom of the pit. Again, that's patreon.com/gameofroses. We hope to see you there soon.
It's the pit. You can get it in. Dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit. You wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in. And dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit, you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.